Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
Knowledge of how powerful my voice is, but you know, I knew that I wanted to do something in the music world at about 12 and 13, and you know, and I tried. You know, I went to a couple of studios here, a couple of studios there. You know, but the game is hard, man. The people are hard. So you know, I ran into some shysters and some people who were trying to get over, and you know, cats didn't want to give me my music after I recorded in their studio because it was so hot and they were scared they wasn't going to get their props from it or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And that was a bad turn for me then, because I said, okay, to myself, I need a studio. I'm young. I don't know the game, so I'm figuring, all right, I need a studio, because I see that the person who has the studio has the control. And, mm-hmm. you know, from there, I just went on a mission. I went to the streets. You know, and I just started doing what I needed to do, hustling and, you know, doing whatever I felt I could do to build up this money to get this studio.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, do that, man, like, did you put some of that struggling and some of that hustling, do you put that into your music?
Yes, absolutely. I haven't finished recording the song, but I actually have a song called Gangster, which is my life story and my anthem. Because, you know, I caught a bad spill. I got everything I needed for the studio, and I was ready to do what I needed to do. And I did that one more joke and got wiped off the scene for 14 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, I was away, you know, in the penitentiaries of upstate New York for 14 years. But, you know, one thing about this music thing, when it's in your blood, I was consistent with it for 14 years. And in that time, I wrote like 300 songs, you know, and I continued to perform and I continued to sing in there, you know, and it got to the point where one of the superintendents of the jail, because you can't have a recording device, he actually gave me a recording device so that I could start to store my music, because he saw me do a show in his facility and he couldn't believe the talent.
Mm. Now, that's crazy. Now, how was that to, like, go from performing from a lot of people to now you performing incarceration, still for a lot of people, but just a lot of brothers, and the whole scenery has changed, you know? How was that for you?
It was real, real, real tough, man, I got to tell you. Because, you know, they say Apollo, you know, is the hardest crowd in the world. No, the prison system is the hardest crowd in the world, because these are the true thugs and the true gangsters and the true murderers, you know, and the ministers of society that society says that they don't want, that they, you know, that they're afraid of. You know, these guys are real hard, you know. So when they would do these little talent shows in there, you know, these guys are getting up there, they doing some real hard gangster rap, or, you know, they got a comedy guy up there doing some comedy stuff, but ain't no R&B cats really coming up there and, you know, moving these dudes. Like, the first time I got up on the stage, I got booed. You know, it was kind of funny. You know, I said, okay, you know, but I'm a tough guy. I go hard for, you know, what it is I desire. You know, I go hard for what it is I desire. So I kept at it. And the next time, it wasn't a show where it was a contest. It was just a show. You know, if you guys want to go and see a show, then go and see a show. So the guys that came, that they couldn't woo, they had to listen. And once I had their ear, it was over. Once I had that, yeah, I won.
Well, that's what's up. That's what's up. Now, a lot of people might not know, but, you know, you're kind of like a legend on the subway, the New York City subways.
Yes. 125th Street, that was actually a fluke, you know, because I'm used to money. I was hustling for a long time, so I was used to living a certain kind of way. And I used to see guys on the subway, you know, doing their thing, and I'm like, oh, this guy, he sound all right, or, you know, I'll never be in the subway doing this. But it came a time where, you know, it was a choice. You know, throw another brick and risk going back to the penitentiary, you know, or find something to do that's going to make you some money. So one day I just got my little rinky pink piano that I had, and I got me two milk crates, and I went, and I actually went to 34th Street first, and I sat my piano on the milk crate, and I went to work, and in about 40 minutes, I had like $90. And I'm like, wow. When my man came back and told me, you know, when I got down to 40 minutes, he was like, oh, you ready to go? We got some money. I was like, nah, I'm not going nowhere, man. I just made $90 in less than an hour, man. And they're paying people $7.50 an hour in minimum wage. You talking about, God, I'm not going nowhere. Long story short, when I finally left, I had about $360. You know, and I only stayed for about 3 hours. So that, and the fact that this is the main point of that whole story, though. Mm-hmm. The people that I was singing to were of all walks of life. I mean, there were Asian people who didn't speak English. You know, there were foreigners from France or from Spain. And, you know, it was just everybody who was giving me this money. Now, I think that was the point, and that was like 2007, 2008. That was the point that let me know that I had a little bit more than just a singing voice. You know, some people can sing and they sound great, but some people can sing and they touch your soul. And I think that was the turning point that let me know that I had a little bit more. And since then, it's just built. It's just built to the point that now I've sold 6,000 copies of my CD. I can't go in the subway. If I go in there with 50 copies of my CD, it's gone when I leave.
Wow.
I don't come back out with them CDs. You know, if I go in there with 50 business cards, they're gone when I leave. You know, I see people all over, you know, the city. Hey, 147, hey, sing a man. So it's becoming a big thing right now for me.
Hey, that's what's up, man. I mean, I'm real glad for you, man, because,
thank
you know,
you.
It's rarely that you can see that. You know, I know, and people that's listening out there, y'all all know y'all done seen the dude that's singing real good. We all done brought by, made just walk by and just, like, you know, and really never paid attention to it for so much, but just that, oh, that's a brother that got a real good voice and he sounds good. But, you know, like, how, you know, now that you know that you can touch the walks of all the walks of the world, do you feel that you can break that market to the pop market like that? Because you're basically doing that in the train station when you singing to everybody who's all different races walking through the train.
Yeah, that's the plan now. Because of the support of the people in the subway and the copies that I've sold of my CD, I now have the currency that I need to go into a good studio and produce my first single, which is called Gone for Good. And I have a video. I had done it in a show. I had a video of it. I wanted to send that to you to try and promote it, but I was told that you needed something that you could spin, so I sent it MP3. But
we got a video show, though, just to let you know. We also have a video show, though, so you can send it to us.
Okay, so maybe we can do that at a later date. So, I'm absolutely positive that once my CD is done and the video is done and I put it on iTunes and it's officially launched on my official website, you know, I think that I'm going to definitely be able to cross over. They can't categorize me, though. That's the whole thing. See, the music industry wants to put you in a box and say, oh, well, he sings, you know, neo-soul, or he sings R&B soul, or he's pop, you know. But I do it all. I do it all. I don't care what track you give me, what type of music you think it is. When I get on it, I make it come alive. So, you know, it's going to be hard for them to put me in the category. I say I sing R&B soul because my background is rhythm and blues, and the music that I do touches the souls of many people. It's amazing to see an old Caucasian man, and, you know, a young Spanish sister, you know, 14 years old, listening to me sing and crying.
Wow.
And
that's
crying,
deep.
You know, that's you know, for me, it's like, oh my God, you know, this is something that's really reaching beyond your hearing. It's going into your soul. It's touching you deeper than just hearing music, you know. And for me, I know that that's going to transcend whatever the trend is in music. It's going to be beyond whatever the trend is in music. You know, I just have to make sure that I have the team around me who understands what we're doing, you know, because I look at myself as a messenger in music. My music is not just, you know, I'm not talking popcorn, you know, club popping, bottle popping. I'm talking real relationship, true life story stuff that, you know, people can relate to. I'm back with Donny Hathaway and, you know, Marvin mm-hmm. Gaye, and, you know, I'm there with my music. It's just in 2013.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Now, you got this joint, All About You. What was the inspiration when you wrote that song?
Well, All About You, I was thinking about, like, a wedding setting and, you know, how, you know, sometimes we get into relationships and it's never really all about that woman, especially with the guy, you know, because there's so many women, there's so many beautiful women that sometimes we get caught up, you know. But I wanted to make a song that a guy could give to a sister, and he could say, listen, I don't care about, you know, all these other women, you know, that are around. When I see you, when I'm with you, you know, when I think about a woman, it's all about you. You know, it's all about me. It's all about us. It's all about everything that we do and the way that we do it. And for me, it don't get no better than that.
No doubt. No doubt. So on that note, we're going to get into that joint, All About You. We're going to come back and keep kicking it with the brother. This one right here goes out to all those pretty women that it ain't about nobody else, but it's just about you. Real talk. Let's get into that.
All right.
Wind blowing across the plain. I can hear the birds singing just for you and me. Rest assured, we found love divine. Yeah, yeah. Like a mountain peak, you and I. So high, for we are the clouds up in the sky. There's no need to wonder why. It's written in the stars. Don't be surprised. It's all about you, all about.
Very beautiful song, brother. Very beautiful song.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, man.
Real deep. Real deep, man. So, have you thought about writing songs for other people or anything like that?
Well, I've written a lot of songs, and there's just a lot of songs that I won't do, you know, mm-hmm. because I'm trying to deliver a certain type of message. So, you know, there are a few songs that I definitely would be willing to sell to other people, and probably in the future I'll probably just sit down to write for other people because, I'm not the only one who can express this. You know, there are many people that express it, and I really want to bring back R&B music, real R&B music, you know, where, you know, you're singing for real, you know, no auto-tunes, no auto-playbacks, none of this new wave stuff that's going on right now. You know, let's sit down, let's shut everything down, let's get this live band behind us, let's get some, you know, some background singers, and let's seriously sing some music, you know. That's where I come from. I come from a school where, you know, you really sang. You know, now you don't have to be able to sing. You know, right now that track that was produced, and most of the tracks, I have a partner. Her name is Aya Minatoya, and she is an amazingly classically trained pianist. Her ear is unbelievable. I've been with a few producers since I've come home, and none of them could capture what it was I was trying to say in music. You know, there's a marriage between the instruments that are played and then the voice that, you know, is presenting that information. And she was able to mesh the two and marry the two where, you know, all of the music and how we do what we do coincide, you know. So it's a big, big process right now in the R&B world to put this thing together how it needs to be. And I really don't see that today.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. If you had the category, put yourself in, like if somebody was to ask you what you feel that you're bringing different to today's music, what would you say?
I would say healing.
Wow. I hear that.
I would say healing. I would say that I know that, and I know this, you know, in my heart of hearts, I visualize it daily. I am touching people's hearts, minds, and souls. There's no question about that because they come and they tell me. But even if they didn't come and tell me, when I look at them and I see their faces, and there's so many people, you know, I used to wonder how Michael Jackson had grown men crying. But now I know. Now I know because I witnessed grown men crying as they listened to me. And I know that tears are something that comes from the soul. When you are touched so deeply, whether it be a bad situation or a good situation, tears are the result.
Yeah, I dig it. I dig it, man. So you got this next joint, Don't Lie. What was the inspiration on that?
Oh, my God. You know, I speak for myself, but I know that in most times, in most relationships, you know, the main thing that is a major problem is trust. And the woman will always say, you know, hey, you know, don't lie to me. Just, you know, tell me. I know where you was at. You say you was here, but I know you wasn't there. Why don't you just keep it real and tell me where you was at or tell me what you was doing? You know, and I went through some situations like that. It wasn't in the relationship aspect, but, you know, I was hustling, you know, when I came home, you know, because I'm used to a certain type of living. So, you know, for me to be out in the streets again but with no money, it was kind of hard. And not kind of hard. It was very hard, you know. So I started to dib and dab in little things that I was doing. But my producer, you know, who I told you is from Japan, you know, she said, listen, man, your talent is so big. You don't have to do none of that. All you have to do is do music. You know, and I kept saying, all right. You know, I'm going to stop. But I was actually not stopping. I was actually lying to her. I was telling her, yeah, I'm not doing nothing. But I actually was still dealing, doing little things on the side. And, you know, and she was catching me. She was catching me, you know, in my life, you know. So the song, the inspiration just came like, you know, You gotta keep it official, and it's for anything. It's for any level, whether it's a relationship, you know, whether it's in life in general. When you lie, you can't do nothing but lie, because you got to cover up that lie. Oh, and then you got to remember all the lies and the sequence of the lies. So, you know, just don't do it.
Don't do it. So we're going to get into this joint, Don't Lie. We're going to do it right now, Beef Stew Radio. We're going to be right back and finish this joint up.
Yes, sir.
Said the same thing over and over again, but it seems I ain't really listening. So we go around and around in circles. What kind of man hurts the woman that he's loving, the woman that he's holding? And when it's all said and done in the end, she's crying. Again, I know she ain't coming back. She said,
baby, don't lie to me.
Baby, don't
lie to claim the simple
thing. It ain't simple, no.
I only
want
honesty.
And I know it's gonna hurt me.
And I hear it
from
you. Baby, don't lie to me.
Oh, relationships are give and take. She gives a little, I take a little. Tonight, turn around and make the same mistake, looking for someone to blame. It's crazy, cause I'm the one making it all happen, and all the while she ain't happy. But I promise that it'll be better someday.
Yeah. Great soul music on Beef Stew Radio. You don't hear that too much on my show. You know what I mean? You blessed me today. There used to be some hardcore hip hop over here, you know. But I'm glad you came by, my brother. I'm really glad you came by, man. You definitely blessed us with some good music. You want to tell the people how they can keep up with you and how they can get up with your music?
Absolutely, man. You can go to amupitar.com. That's www.amupitah.com. That's my official website. That's where you can keep aware of when we're releasing the single, where our shows are going to be. That's like the main outlet that we have right now. You know, we're about to start our record label as well, you know, and that'll be released on there as well. But the single is coming, Gone for Good. It's hard. It's R&B. It's hard. It's a message in it, you know. And if you want to follow that, once again, just hit us up, man. Just look us up, www.amupitah.com. Big Stu, thank you for having me. Real, your man. Thank you for promoting me, man. Putting me up with this good show, man. I thank y'all, man. Thank you again.
No doubt, brother. Once again, we thank you for blessing us with the great music. Amupitah. Did I say it right?
Amu. Yes. Amupitah. Yes, sir.
All right. Amupitah. No, and thank you, brother, man. And anytime, man, you got some new joints, man, definitely send them back to us, man. But we know what we're going to do. Being that it was so good, we're going to play that joint. We just played one more time. We're going to go on that one more time, bro.
All right.
How about that?
Thank you. All right. Sounds like a plan, man. Thank you, man.
Once again, Amupitah in the building, Beef Stew Radio. Let's do it.
Said the same thing over and over again, but it seems I ain't really listening. So we go around and around in circles. What kind of man is the woman that he's loving, the woman that he's holding? And when it's all said and done in the end, she's crying. Coming back, she said.
Baby, don't lie to me.
Baby, don't
lie to me.
It ain't simple now. And I know it's gonna hurt me.
And I hear it
from you.
Baby, don't lie to me.
Oh. Relationships are give and take. She gives a little, I take a little. Tonight, turn around and make the same mistake. Looking for someone to blame. It's crazy, 'cause I'm the one making it all happen. And all the while, she ain't happy. But I promise that it'll be better someday. Coming back.
Baby, don't lie to me.
Can you speak the truth?
A lot is plain as simple
things. Oh,
I know it won't honesty.
And I know it's gonna hurt me when I give it so, baby, don't.
Baby, don't lie to me.
Don't lie, no.
If you really care for me.
Oh.
As the days go by. nothing in the world that I won't do. I give the word to you if you want me to. I'll do anything. I'm nothing in the world that I won't do. I give the word to you if you want me to. I'll do anything.
Beat his face.